This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden did not comment on reports that the United States on Sunday carried out another round of airstrikes against Iran-backed militia in Iraq and Syria, this time in response to drone attacks by the militia against U.S. personnel and facilities in Iraq. In the statement, the U.S. military said it targeted operational and weapons storage facilities at two locations in Syria and one location in Iraq. It did not disclose whether it's believed anyone was killed or injured. The strikes came at the direction of U.S. President Joe Biden, the second time he has ordered retaliatory strikes against Iran-backed militia since taking office 5 months ago. Biden last ordered limited strikes against a target in Syria in February. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Israeli Foreign Minister Yair Lapid have been meeting in Rome as their governments look to turn a page on their relationship. New leaders in both the United States and Israel are seeking to reset ties that had varied between frosty and warm over the past 8 years during the presidencies of Barack Obama and Donald Trump. While former Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was in power, now with Trump and Netanyahu out, Joe Biden and the Prime Minister Naftali Bennett will try to restore some type of balance. Lapid told Blinken that Israel's new government wants to rebuild ties with Democrats who control Congress. That could help Israel, which opposes an expanded Iran nuclear deal, engage in those talks. More at VOAnews.com.